Jersey Meatballs. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Happy Thursday. Nicole, you must be pumped. It's feeling a little brisky outside.
Well, I'm so excited. Well, yes, besides that, I'm so excited because Halloween is Friday and I'm decorating.
Wait, for Christmas?
Yes. Because I always do it November 1st. So I decided.
So you're doing it before?
Yeah. I might put up a tree today, you know, somewhere in a house.
Okay.
And I mean, why not? Why not, Dee? The aliens are coming. There's shit going down. There's man-made hurricanes. I mean,
oh my God, I was going to say that. It's definitely man-made.
Just everybody put your trees up so you're nice and happy and call it a day.
I know. Merry
Christmas.
Pull the plug even before October 31st.
Well, yeah. I wanted to surprise myself and it'll make me happy and I got my period, so I'm cranky. So I want a Christmas tree. I want to see
right,
a Christmas
tree. You know
what?
I like that for you. Plus, yeah. I feel like you got all your fall energy out this weekend on your girls' trip.
Oh, my God. Yes. My girls' trip was freaking – I advise everybody to do, like, a witchy fall trip. Definitely go to Cape May because Cape May is just so beautiful in the fall. But, like, anywhere is fally. Like, if you go upstate, the Catskills, like, literally anywhere – take a girls trip with your girls. I got them all witch hats and we all have like witch drinks.
Own witches night as well.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And then there was like parties all over town on Saturday and there was like Halloween parties. So everybody was dressed up and we were like, we're tired. Instead of going to like these bars and going to the Halloween parties, let's just put on our jammies. And I got everybody pumpkin onesies. I was like, let's just wear those with slippers and let's just walk around the town and like go shopping and like just do something other than like bar hopping. I was like, I don't want to do that. So it was nice that like we did something different and something that like we prefer to do because we're so old. Like we can't bar hop anymore. We went to one bar and we were like, ugh, we're over this. And we went home and we put on Scream. And the first
honestly, that's more up my alley. Like just in that cozy home, my cat is, excuse me, Oliver. Oliver.
The first night Joey made dinner and we just stayed in and we ended up just like playing like old school music and dancing and like having karaoke. And then we woke up.
TikToks.
Yeah. We woke up and then we went shopping and we went to brunch. So that was cute. And then we had the dinner in that barn. Remember we went to the barn?
Yes. How was it? Was it as good as you remember?
Wait, so I didn't know that when we went, they hired an outside chef to do like Italian. So we didn't actually eat their farm to table. So eating their actual food from the farm was freaking delicious, like so freaking good.
Oh no, so, I'm like bummed.
I know.
Are you sure we didn't get any of the farm to table?
We might have got a little bit, but it was more of the Italian chef stuff that brought like the mozzarella and like made it all Italian. Yeah. So
what was the entrees?
What did he do? He did like this beef thing that I don't really like beef, but I thought it was amazing. And then obviously he did like a bacon dish because the poor piggies. There were different piggies there, Dave.
Well, I mean, we know what happened the last time.
Yeah, last time me and Dee went there, we tried to save the pigs. But obviously,
I mean, no, for real though. We called different animal places and sanctuaries, but unfortunately they weren't taking anymore.
Yeah, they were already overrun. So me and Dee, like, we cried. But we tried. But yeah, that was good. And then we went to the winery the next day, the same place we went to. So
yeah, that looked nice.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm definitely doing all the things that I loved here. So it was a beautiful, amazing girls' trip. I recommend everybody to do a fall trip. Because it was just so fun and spooky. When we watched Scream, we were all like sleeping on the couch. It was just cozy.
I love that.
Yeah. All right, meatballs. So you know that moment when it's almost 6 p.m., the kids are hungry, and you're staring into the fridge holding half a snack pouch, you have two grapes, and zero dinner plan? Yep. Been there more times than I can even admit. But turns out, parenthood doesn't come with a meal plan. That's why I've stopped stressing over last-minute meals and started using Little Spoon, today's episode sponsor. So they deliver real food for babies, toddlers, and big kids straight to your door, so mealtime actually feels easy. So I love that it's very easy for me because I feel like after school, I'm like rushing to cook this meal, and then I have to bring Giovanna to cheer, and then Angelo's doing something, and then, you know, Lorenzo has sports, so you don't have a lot of time after school to get them fed. So this is why we are obsessed with Little Spoon in our house. Oh, and here's the exciting part. Little Spoon is now at Target. So on your next diaper run, or you know, you have to get a candle like we always do, you can also grab baby and kid snacks, pouches, yogurt, smoothies, and bars. Plus, Target has an exclusive frozen line. Think their cult favorite chicken nuggets, the meatballs, the sliders. You can find them in the snack and freezer aisles, and we are completely obsessed. Try their no-prep, nutrient-packed meals and snacks for babies, toddlers, and big kids. Get 50% off your first online order at littlespoon.com/meatballpod with code meatballpod at checkout. That's littlespoon.com/meatballpod. And don't forget to use our show's code for 50% off your first order.
How was your witch's day?
It was fun. We went on Main Street, and some of these ladies, they really dressed up. Like, they were, like, really dressed up. Chris was like, wow, Dee, like, you are not dressed enough. Because I just put on a hat. I didn't, like, go all out.
Oh, they were, like, in the full-blown costumes?
Oh, yeah. And they go, like, from shop to shop. But we just hung out at our one girlfriend's house, and we had, like, full sangria and just, like, sat outside. We did, like, apple cider sangria. I had, like, some wine. We did bunch of different fall, like, appetizers. It was nice. Yeah, it was a good time. Played music. And everybody kept stopping. They're like, is this a stop? We're like, no, but you can come and hang if you want. Like, you want, like, cute. One of our things. But, yeah, it was cute. Allentown does it every year.
No, which is nice. I love that.
But that was like the first time I did it. I didn't do it last year because I wasn't really sure what it was. But it was cute.
Did you do something last year though that you went like in town and it looked like
Oh, so that's Halloween. That's Halloween they do that.
Oh, Halloween night. Got it.
Yeah. So I'm hoping it's not going to rain so that that doesn't get canceled. It's like a whole Halloween parade. They close off the street. It literally is like a big Halloween town, hocus pocus feel. It's fun.
So kids cute. Love I love that.
And then we'll go to the same house, my friend Diamond, and we have, like, the kids will play after trick-or-treating, and then us, you know, us parents, we drink and, like, enjoy ourselves, and it's a Friday. So we're doing Jell-O shot syringes.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. So it's going to be a night, and then I'm going to be a regular person but a vampire. So I got vampire fangs off of Amazon. And I got blood to put on my face and a crown.
Cute.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun. I'm excited. Hey. Yeah. And Claire's going to come and trick-or-treat in Allentown. Because it's actually, like, a lot of fun. If you didn't live so far, I would recommend.
I know. I hate that we live so far from each other.
Angela would freaking love it. Every house decorates. It's just, like, the kids absolutely love it.
Ugh. So
I know.
Cute.
I wish we could snap our fingers and be like, okay, just get over here quicker.
Well, at this point, I don't know why they don't have teleportation. Like, come on now.
I think they do. We just don't know about it.
Yeah. Yep. So rude.
Well, you were saying, because I do. I was, so I don't, you know, Nikki's from Jamaica. So I, like, reached out and I was like, you know, I hope hope your family's okay. Mm-hmm. But I was like, deep in the TikTok. I was dip in, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was deep in the TikTok of this hurricane that was going to hit Jamaica. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like doing updates.
Yeah, because the Category 5 hurricane is no joke, I feel.
No.
But I feel like I would be like nervous. I was so scared. Definitely hunker down.
Yeah, I was so scared for them. Honestly, I was like, oh my God, Jamaica's not good at, like, I was so nervous that there was going to be, like, no Jamaica anymore after that because the storm, they made it seem like it was going to just, like, plow through and, like, take it,
you know, completely over. I was like, oh my God, so nervous.
Wait, so is it over?
So it's over. I mean, they definitely got flooding and there was definitely a lot of deconstruction.
Well, yeah.
I saw a lot of TikToks of people like, you know, starting to clean up and, you know, try and fix whatever, you know, it's definitely not good. That's for sure. But,
well, God bless everybody over in Jamaica.
So, praying for everyone in Jamaica and hoping to get your life back together sooner than later.
Same. Life is full of eruptions, drama in the group chat, celebs blowing up your timeline, and that one friend who cannot keep a secret. But none of those eruptions ever put cash in your pocket. So that's why cash eruption slots at DraftKings Casino is the eruption we're here for. Flashy, messy, in the best way, and this one might actually pay you. And if you're wondering if DraftKings Casino can actually back it up, oh, they've got the receipts. DraftKings Casino paid out the largest online casino jackpot in U.S. history. They've awarded over $600 million on jackpots, and they've crowned more than 100 millionaires. Cash eruption slots at DraftKings Casino, the only eruption you'll actually want to go viral in your group chat.
So, meatballs, if you're looking for cash, I would say cash eruption slot is the way to go. It's the most fun game. New players download DraftKings Casino app and use code meatball. Play $5 and get 500 spins on cash eruption slots over 10 days. That's code meatball at DraftKings Casino, home of the largest jackpot win in online casino history. In partnership with DraftKings Casino, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available. For problem gambling, call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. Non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days. Valid for featured game only and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends January 4th, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. But yeah, and then, yeah, Halloween. You guys are just going to stay. If it doesn't rain, I figure we're going to go out in town. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, so for Halloween, every year we go, you know, we get the kids from school. And I love, like, all the parades. And it's so freaking sad because, you know, I had Angelo's pre-K parade last year, which was so cute. And then Giovanna's fourth grade. And then nothing for Lorenzo because he's in sixth grade now. So
they don't do anything?
No, they don't do anything for middle school. So I'm like, Lorenzo, are you sure there's no parade? And I was like,
you think he's lying?
No, there's no parade. They don't do, because I don't remember doing parades in middle school. After no, that, it's just not. Like, you're kind of an adult and you got to just figure shit out.
Oh, so how
yeah,
depressing.
You don't, after, yeah, so after fifth grade Z, it's all over. So this is Giovanna's last year because she'll be in sixth next year. I'm freaking out. Like, I want to cry so bad. Like, what is happening? And then I'll have Angela for a while. But yeah, we're going to do the parades, obviously, during the day. And then I'll probably come home and start decorating a little bit for Christmas. And then we're going to go to Janice's. And we go to Janice's every year right after school. And all the cousins, we just walk around. And it's early. So we walk around at like 4 o'clock because, you know, everybody wants to go with their friends after. So we get there at 4. We have pizza. And we just walk around and trick-or-treat early. And now my kids are older, so I feel like after Janice's, like, Lorenzo's definitely going out. I feel like he has a party to go to.
Do you give him an air tag? Do you put an air tag on him? Or no, that doesn't happen in sick, when they're that old.
well, yeah, no. So I have Life 360. Am I crazy? Okay. I have Life 360, which is, you don't have that yet because they don't have phones.
Well, I guess you could track his cell phone. That's
yeah,
true.
So Life 360, it shows you everywhere that they are. If they're in a car, it shows you how fast they're going. It shows you the battery and if they need to charge. It literally shows you everything. So I just Life 360 them so I know exactly where they are and I can ping them and, you know, whatever. So he wants to go to a party. So, yeah, after Janice's, after our normal family thing, he's going to probably go to like a friend's Halloween party. And Giovanna, I feel like, wants to go out with her friends. And I'm like, like,
I feel like, how old is she now? Like, she's 11, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, I feel I like she's.
When was I walking around by myself without my parents? Maybe like then. No, yeah, maybe like it was middle school.
I feel like fifth grade, me and my friends like went across the street by ourselves and like.
Oh my God, it's so long ago now.
Yeah, but like, is it awful that like I trust Lorenza more than Giovanna?
No, because you think she's like your mini and you know what you did, so.
And also like, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like Lorenzo could protect himself and like kill someone. And Giovanna would be like, okay, let's go. Like, you know what I mean?
All right. Let me get in the car.
Like, oh, you have puppies in the back seat? Sure. Let me say.
Oh my gosh. No, she knows. She knows. Yeah, so we're always going to worry. We're always going to be worried parents.
I know.
Always.
So I'm
even when they're, my mom still worries about me. Right? When I was leaving for Atlanta City. Be careful. Be careful. I'm like, mom.
Pack the bags.
I can't. But that's fun. Does Angelo and Giovanna have like class parties, or does that not happen for Giovanna anymore?
Yeah, Giovanna, this is her last year for a class party. Okay. And I requested to be in the class party for Halloween for Lorenz or Angelo, but I don't think I got it because I didn't hear anything, and it's literally in 2 days. So
yeah, you would have heard already.
Womp, womp.
Well, that's why you have to go for the class mom, because then you're at every class party.
I have no time for that.
I know, but I love to do it. But yeah, so I'll be doing the same. CJ and Cameron have their class, their like little parade. So I'll do that. And then I'll be going to CJ's class party. Cameron just has like a little small one because it's preschool. So it's not like super huge. So I'm going to pop in.
Cute.
And then, yeah, so CJ, like I planned the whole thing, me and one of the other class mom. And we're doing such fun things. Do you remember back in the day when you used to get like the plastic or the brown bags and it would be like eyeballs and like ears and like stuff like that?
Yeah, I just picked that up at Walmart.
And then you had to like put your hand in and guess what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're doing that and we're doing like grapes for the eyes and spaghetti for the worms. And we're gonna I used to love that. I remember like being so excited when that came into the classroom. Like having to guess what was in there.
No, I love that. The kids will love it.
Yeah, so that's one of the things. And then I got like a whole bunch of stuff. And then my classroom party actually sent me a whole box of activities, which is amazing. They're great. So yeah, we have a lot of fun stuff. So I'll do the class party.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then it's a half day and then we'll go into town and we go early too. We go like, we're going to leave here at like 4:30.
Yeah.
I think. And then they'll trick or treat. And then, like I said, they will go play at like on Main Street, like behind the house. They have like a whole playground and everything. So it'll be a fun night. I'm excited.
Happy Halloween, bitches.
Yeah. And I know, happy Halloween, meatballs.
And I feel like every year we always get tagged and people being us, and I freaking love it. People are meatballs, or they have Dina, Snooki, and Jenny together as like a crew. I literally love seeing everyone dress up as us.
Yeah. Me too. Or like just like the Jersey Shore theme parties.
Oh my God. So, so fun.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I forget. Like we're kind of cool. I'm like, I can't believe people are being me for Halloween. It's so weird, but I love it.
Yeah. I forget that like we're on TV sometimes and you know, we're just being us and we're being silly. Yeah.
But then 100%.
Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, like, are we awesome?
we're kind of cool, Nicole, I guess.
I guess we're cool.
Meatballs, are we cool? I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm corny, but it's okay. But corny's cool.
I think we're embarrassing, but it's fine.
Oh, super embarrassing. So anyway, with Halloween, so this past weekend, one of CJ's classmates, they live in like by the woods, Mm-hmm. So they sent out a thing, and they were like, hey, like, you know, we're making a haunted trail if anybody wants to come. And they sent it throughout the school. So I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be like a kiddie haunted trail, right? So I tell you, thank God, CJ didn't want to go in. And I was like, why? I was like, your friend made it. It can't be scary. Cameron went in with me. CJ wound up staying back. And thank God he did. It was scary. I was scared. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is something. They had like the smoke. They had like a section where you stop and like little kids were reading spooky stories. Then they had a guy with a chainsaw, things popping out, jump scares. I was like, oh my God. I was like not prepared for it. And Cameron, he loved it. He went through twice. But I was like, thank God CJ didn't go through. He would have been freaking traumatized. That would have been it. But isn't that so crazy that, like, they made such an amazing trail? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of, like, towns, they do that. And you're like, oh, this is not going to be, like, anything crazy. And then you walk in, and you're like, holy shit. Like, this is amazing. And I was scared. Like,
this was just in their backyard. They had popcorn. They had things for the kids. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, this is, like, a full-on thing. It was really great. I can't wait for next year. It was so cute.
So for Christmas, a lot of people do that here. They do, obviously it's not like scary, but it's just like a winter wonderland. You just walk through and you literally feel like you're in Disney, like going through like a thing.
Oh, I love that. Like it's the light walkthroughs. I'm shocked you don't do that.
I know.
Honestly. Like, come to the Lavelles, their light show.
I think I would do that if I wasn't who I was.
Yeah, I could see you doing it. Yeah. Like, come to the Lavelle light show.
Come on down. And I would have Gianni dressed up as Santa. And I would have everyone working. And I would have elves.
Stop
it. I love it.
That's basically what they did for Halloween, this family. It was all like the older kids' friends and like the brothers and sisters and like his classmate. They were all in there. The dad had the chainsaw. Like it was a whole family thing. I was very impressed.
Oh, they probably lived for that.
Yeah, it was really, I was very impressed.
So fun.
Yeah. And other news, it was mine and Chris's anniversary yesterday.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Yeah, 8 years.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. And we've been together 14 years.
So what'd you guys do? Did you go out to a nice dinner?
Yeah, so we went to the place that we love, Toscano, up in Bordentown. But I think we're going to do like a night getaway, just me and him.
As
we have
you
to
should.
Figure out the date. But there's this place. It might be up by you. It's called, I want to say it's called like Crystal Springs.
Ooh, is that New York?
No, I'm pretty sure it's North Jersey. It's called like, I think, because we both actually found it. Let me see.
Crystal Springs Resort. Oh, yeah, the resort.
It's in Hamburg, New Jersey. Is that by you?
Oh, I don't know where Hamburg is.
It's up north. It's like super north.
It's like
2 hours from me. So, yeah, we're going to do – so that place does not have a water park. It's more like
– yeah, because the water park is closer to us.
Yeah, that one – I know what you're talking about. That's not what this thing – this is. Mm. This is kind of like a resort spa. So
very nice.
We might do one night there. Just – we have to just figure out a date because our schedules are so crazy pants.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, same. 14 years. How long have you and Gianni been together? Because we've been together 14 years. You – we're with Gianni longer than I was with Chris. What, like 16 years?
Yeah, we were just talking about this. We're like, what year do we meet?
So I met Chris in 2011.
Gianni, come here.
Wait, do you know on our podcast thing, it has special guest Gianni Lavelle and it's Joey's face?
So weird. Gianni, what? How long have we known each other? Yeah. 14 years? 14 years? Is that right,
no,
Gina?
No, because me and Chris have been together 14 years.
We've been, she said I knew you before Chris.
Yeah. Maybe you met him like a year before me. So I would say you two are together like either 15 or 16 years.
That was the coyote year.
The coyote year, did you hear him?
Yeah. So see, I wasn't with Chris then, and me and Chris have been together for 14 years this Ooh. November. So then you two have to have been together probably 16 years.
How crazy. Yes, our anniversary is the November 29th, and that'll be our 11th year.
Of married.
Yeah, and so November's busy for me because it's my birthday and then our anniversary. So I told him to take me away.
Yeah, honey, take her away. Take her on vacation.
Say hi to the meatballs. Just say hi, meatballs, please.
Hi. Stop.
Say it, please. Gianni, please. Meatballs. This is our podcast. Just say hi, meatballs. Stop. Say it. Oh, my God. I can't. I'm chasing him. Our listeners.
He's like, what listeners?
He literally ran away. Come on, Rockies. Oh, Gianni said hi.
Okay, good. Hi. Oh my God, Oliver's hair is all over me. He sheds crazy.
I'm just going to call him Simba.
He shed. I'm like vacuuming and washing my floor every day. I think, you know what I have to get? A Roomba. That's what I have to get. The thing that travels around on your floor like a robot, and it also mops and vacuums. You ever hear that?
Oh yeah. I just bought one on Amazon. I didn't open it yet though.
Yeah. Well, the real good ones are like $1,000.
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing that, bitch.
I feel like I have to. You don't know how much this cat sheds.
Yeah, you might have to.
It's crazy. Every day, I'm literally vacuuming my entire house, which I don't mind because I love Oliver so much. But, and I'm like rolling my couches. I'm like, I can't. So I might have to purchase the Roomba. Yeah. I might have to, like, the really good one. The one that vacuums and mops.
Yeah.
And it puts itself away. Isn't that nuts?
Oh, yeah. It goes back to the charging station. It's like, okay, yeah. I'm tired. I'm going to go rest.
Yeah. So I think I might have to make that purchase. Oh, wait. Just in case meatballs don't know, the Neutrogena, what is it? The makeup wipes are recalled. I feel like all ladies should know that that's happening.
Oh, yeah. They said you could get sepsis from them.
Yeah. From like, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. That is crazy work. So meatballs, if you're using Neutrogena makeup wipes, I would throw them out or check the date to make sure that they're not bad. And then I also, after that happened, I came across a TikTok. If you get pimples on your nose or by your mouth, you shouldn't pop them because it's called the triangle of death. Did you know that?
Oh God.
Like if you pop it,
we're going to die.
Like a bacteria could go to your brain.
I told Chris,
he's like, yeah, I know about it. I'm like, we should probably stop popping pimples by our noses. And he's like, I've been doing it for years. I'm like, okay. I was like, me too, but
those
I didn't even know about
like
that.
The worst pain too. Like it hurts so bad.
I know.
The pimples by your nose.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, because I was in the Neutrogena thing. And then all of a sudden this other a girl popped up and her face was all swollen. And she was like, yeah, I got a little whitehead by my nose and I popped it. And like the next day I woke up with like my entire face swollen.
Oh, God.
And then she went to the doctor and the doctor said, like, oh, literally rushed her to the emergency room.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
What's that?
He said, and the doctor said.
Oh, and the doctor said. Wait, talk about monkeys, those monkeys that got into the car accident. What the frig?
What are you watching?
Wait, no. There was a truck of monkeys in Mississippi that supposedly had, like, diseases, got into a car accident, and a lot of them got, like, escaped, and they had to, like, find them again.
Dina, this is how freaking all the epidemic apocalypse movies start.
You just made me think of it because you said monkeys jumping on the bed and Mike literally, I think it was Mike that sent it. And I just watched it. Yeah, it just happened, I think.
All right, well, we're all dying, so there's that.
Yeah, I know. God. Crazy kids. Yeah, I know. I guess just put up the freaking Christmas tree, Nicole. Just do it. Three Eye Atlas is on its way here.
No, literally. If I die, I want to look at my Christmas tree, so that's that.
I can't. Three Eye Atlas is on its way. Oh. Freaking monkeys are out.
Epidemic.
Wandering around Mississippi. What else is happening?
I'm done.
Hurricane Melissa. Freaking, I can't.
I quit.
Yeah. More drone sightings. It's just getting crazy. Just put up the freaking decorations. Enjoy yourself.
Exactly.
let's get into meatball questions. This is from Destiny from British Columbia, Canada. Did Mike ever see when Paulie and Vinny used his toothbrush in Italy? Oh my God, I didn't even know. I forgot about that. Also, do you guys really have to call taxis or do you guys have a designated taxi, the same taxi, designated taxis? First of all, I don't remember. I didn't even know that they used this toothbrush. That's gross.
Yeah, did I miss that episode? When was that? And I feel like did Paulie wouldn't do that.
I don't think they must have not. No, he wouldn't. They must have not used it to brush their teeth. What did they use it for?
Maybe clean their shoes.
Oh, my God.
I feel like maybe that was it. Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't either. But if they did, that was really gross.
That's messed up, bro.
Oh, okay. So Paulie D was cutting Vinny's hair in the bathroom and used someone's toothbrush to clean the clippers. Oh, my God.
Dick.
And it said... And he said, anyone dumb enough to leave their toothbrush on the counter deserves it.
Oh, I mean, God. That is true.
Yeah, that is one thing. We all never leave. Like, we all never left our stuff out in the bathroom. We always had our, like, bathroom bag. So, yeah. But, yeah, I didn't even know he did that. I don't remember much from Italy. In my defense, I don't remember much from Italy.
Same. Just delete it.
Yeah. So designated taxis. So back in the day, we did call taxis, but I feel like they were our people, right? For the most part. We usually didn't get into random taxi cabs because we had filming.
I feel like maybe season one we did, but like ever since then, it was all like vans of like our people.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of us. Like when we're traveling to clubs and stuff, there's probably like 60 of us. There's a lot of people between security, producers, camera men and women, sound people. We have like a lot. We have a lot of people that travel.
Yeah, it's very hard to get anywhere. Like it takes hours.
Yeah. yeah, and then in Seaside, we really just walked most of the time. I feel like we walked a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's what I loved about Seaside. You could literally walk anywhere.
We would just walk. So Bamboo and Karma, because then we would walk to Steaks Unlimited after. Oh my God, I miss
the cheese balls.
Those are so good.
I miss burning my mouth on them.
Oh, when I tell you, I actually burnt my inner mouth off once. That was terrible from the cheese ball.
Yeah, they're burning hot and we're wasted. We just throw them in our mouths. Like, yum, cheese ball.
And like burn your face off.
Literally.
Okay, next. This is from Heather from Manhattan Beach, California. Hi, Meatballs. I often find myself rewatching the OG episodes and feeling so nostalgic. Also, love your pod, especially because I am a new mom. You all are so funny and awesome moms. My husband and I are both 35, and he has an older half-brother he has always known about but never met until very recently. He has never been interested in finding his brother, but is now getting curious. Nicole, how did you go about finding a reputable person to help you find your biological family? Any other advice on how to start this journey of finding him? Thanks, Heather from Manhattan Beach, California.
Oh, love that. So we already knew of Pam from the show. She's a genealogist and she finds people. You know, if you're adopted, she helps you find your family. So you could reach out to Pam. I know she's on Instagram. Pam, I think it's, wait, I have to look it up. Her name's Pam. And then also you could do the 23andMe to see if they took something, because then you'll match. I know a few people that did that are adopted, and that's how they found out without even like reaching out to anyone. So you could try the 23andMe, the DNA test. But yeah, I would reach out to Pam. Her Instagram, let me see. So it's Pam Slayton and then _ reunion expert. So it's PAMSLATON _ reunion expert. And she's there on Instagram. And that is Pamela, who helped me find my birth family.
She's incredible. I mean, the fact that she was able to find your mom and family in Chile without, like, they didn't have, like, any social media, nothing. And she was able to track them down.
No, it was literally she's so good. Quick.
Yeah, she's good.
Crazy pants. So yeah, reach out to her. She's amazing.
Okay, next question. Hi, Snooki and Dina. This is Taylor from North Carolina. I've loved Jersey Shore since the OG days, but really love seeing you work hard as moms and play harder as meatballs. My friends and I from grad school are taking a 10-year reunion trip to Nashville on October 24th. We are all moms in our mid-30s, so really looking forward to being a kid-free for a weekend. Do you have any favorite restaurants or bar recommendations? Any spooky activities since it's close to Halloween? Thanks, mamas. Love y'all. I don't know any of the names of the places. Where did we go that was good?
Well, there's a ton of places. I personally love Justin Timberlake's restaurant. Is it still there? I don't even know. But it's
I'm sure there's so many good restaurants there.
Yeah, it's so fancy, and they have the best martinis there if you like martinis. So that one's good. I know Miranda Lambert has a restaurant that I heard is really good. I've never been to it, but I know like that's a vibe for like a girl's trip. They have a ton of rooftops.
Yeah, the rooftops are really nice. I mean, just walking down the boulevard was like, you just hear music from each place and you just vibe and you're like, which one do I want to go in? I loved it. Yeah. It was so good. You're definitely going to like want to. You're gonna try different places, but the rooftops on like the strip are really nice.
And obviously, we went to a couple stop at my store.
Yes, go to the Snooki shop.
Go to the Snooki shop. Cause I'm ordering right now, Christmas stuff. So I'm really excited for Christmas.
I know. Mm. I love it. Okay, last question. Hey, my name is Alicia. I am a huge fan of you both. Not a question. Just wanted to make a suggestion, especially for Snooki.
Oh, shit.
You both, yeah. You both, Jenny, Angelina, and Sam, should all do a girls' trip up to Salem, Massachusetts. Make it a girls' spooky trip. I want to go so bad, and it is spooky all year round, so it doesn't even have to be at Halloween time. Thanks for my On the Way to Work podcast. Appreciate you both. I think New Orleans freaked me out a little bit after a couple times, so I don't think Salem's for me.
No, I don't think Salem's as creepy as New Orleans, because New Orleans is actually, like, really, like, voodoo scary. I think Salem's more of just, like, the educational, witchy? Like, witch trials. Yeah, like, I don't think it's actually, like, haunted and stuff.
See, that stuff I don't mind. The witchy stuff I don't mind, because I feel like, I mean, of course, I don't want a bad witch. But I feel like, learning the history about it all, but there's definitely, it definitely has to be haunted because, like, of all the witches that died there and stuff.
Yeah, but not, like, scary. So I told production because I was, like, I would love to do, like, some of these trips, and it was the Salem. Like, I want to do, like, a fun, like, witchy spooky trip or, I wanted to go to the Pickle Festival with the girls because I remember, and I'm sure you guys watched the episode where we went to, where did we go again for our girls' trip?
Oh, where you did your wine?
Yeah, but what was the place called?
Solvang.
Solvang, yes. And it was so freaking fun. Like, we were dressed up, we're walking around the town, we went shopping. It was such a vibe. So I wanted to do that again, like at a pickle fair? Yeah, they have it in Pennsylvania, I think, or
like a pickle festival?
Yes, pickle festival. I couldn't think of the freaking word. I wanted to go to a pickle festival with the girls or like a spooky trip. So yeah, we'll see, but that is definitely on our bucket list.
Yeah, I mean, I would go, but I just wouldn't do like the scary haunted things, if there is any. Because my sister does a Salem trip every year. And she did say there is like a lot. There is a lot of, you know, things. She feels a lot of energy there for sure.
Witchies.
So, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that was our last question, Meatball. So Meatballs, I want you guys to have an amazing Halloween and, you know, have the best time. It's going to be a fun weekend, I feel, for everybody.
Yes. Happy Halloween, Meatballs. And if you guys dress as us, remember to tag us because we want to see it. We want to see it. We always repost and we love it. All right. We love you, Meatballs. Happy Halloween. Have a great weekend. We did it, D.
Let's get sauced.